Track 11 and what's on? Well, Newton Abbott Racecourse have got an indoor and outdoor flea market on Saturday the 25th of July, and that's from 9 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Adults a pound and kids go free. And just a quick reminder of the cafe entertainment that is happening in Forge Park. So that's on Sunday, July the 19th. They're presenting an open-air music and entertainment afternoon to raise money for the Forge Park community, where local choir 86 will be performing and celebrating for its 40th anniversary. Turning to music and drama now, we have Stringing Us Along Across the Decades. The story of one of the most iconic electric guitars of all time will be brought to life at the Pavilions at Tynmouth later this month, when 50 years of Fender visits the venue. This is on July the 31st at 7:30. A new and unique show telling the fascinating story of the iconic Stratocaster, colloquially known as the Strat, across its most five important decades of the 1950s to the 2000s. Ivy Bridge Comedy Club returns to the Watermark on August the 14th, so a little bit to wait, but with another fantastic mixed bill comedy night. Headlining the show is Dominic Holland, a hugely respected stand-up comedian, writer and broadcaster, who's been a regular voice on BBC Radio 4 and has appeared on shows including Have I Got News For You? Joining him on the bill is rising comedy talent Hattie Preston and the always entertaining Justin Panks. That's at the Watermark on August the 14th. How about a pop doubleheader to turn back the clock? Fans of timeless music from the 60s and 70s music are in for a real treat when The Searchers and The Hollies Experience, the best of both worlds, come to Torquay's Babbacombe Theatre on July the 31st. Celebrating two of Britain's most iconic harmony groups, this acclaimed tribute production has been delighting audiences across the UK. That's July the 31st at Babbacombe Theatre for fans of The Hollies and The Searchers. It's been almost a year in the making, and now, with opening night just weeks away, Theatre Royal Plymouth is preparing to unveil what could become the most important production in its history. Fame the Musical, which opens on July the 28th, is the first show to be entirely produced, built and financed by the theatre itself. If it succeeds, it could establish Plymouth as producing a powerhouse whose shows tour nationally and internationally. If it doesn't, the financial consequences will be felt much closer to home. This production marks the latest stage in Chief Executive James Mackenzie Blackman's ambition to transform the Theatre Royal Plymouth from a hall for hire into a theatre that creates hit productions rather than simply hosting them. So that starts off on July the 28th. Raising voices to raise funds for charity. Red Rock A Cappella has announced a special summer concert called Songs of Summer, and that's at the Dawlish Gardens Trust on July the 23rd at 6:30 p.m. The evening will serve as a vital fundraiser for the Trust. So tickets are £12.50 and can be booked in person at Dawlish Gardens Trust or from Claire Riley Hairdressing in Tynmouth. The truth is out there, or is it? A bold and immersive live theatre experience which plunges its audience deep into the world of conspiracy theories and hidden narratives heads to Paignton's Palace Theatre this autumn. The Forbidden Realm of Conspiracies Uncovered will visit the venue on October the 8th as part of a UK-wide tour. So that's at Paignton's Palace Theatre on October the 8th, and looking ahead again, quite a bit further ahead, as part of a landmark partnership with the National Theatre, Theatre Royal Plymouth has announced that a brand new production of The Rise and Fall of Little Voice will tour directly from the theatre with its original cast in 2027. So that's going to be from March the 16th to the 20th. The Rise and Fall of Little Voice will play at the Theatre Royal Plymouth. I think that should keep you going for a little while. And that concludes our What's On for this week.